Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible sees a problem with marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Crabby Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. here on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 p.m. if your tympanic membrane is vibrating to us over on the Eastern Coast right now. If it ain't that time, you're listening possibly to a rerun in the stream here. crabdiving.com/live, or you've downloaded us as a podcast, which you could do at iTunes or Stitcher. Any way you do that, any way you take us in, we're fucking grateful as hell. My name is Patrick Vile.
Nice. My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Listen, I'm without the tympanic membrane today. I left it in the bathroom.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't know where. I left it somewhere. Kate ate it.
Forgot it's cleaning in the glass with you know, my grandmother, I mean, when she stayed with us when I was a kid.
Yes.
We had the teeth.
Right.
We had the teeth in the glass in the bathroom.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to look at my grandmother smiling to me while I was taking a piss.
Jesus. Is that what created you?
Oh, so much more. 12 years of Catholic school. So much more.
Grandma's teeth.
Grandma's teeth.
Tympanic membrane.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What is a tympanic membrane?
Your eardrum.
Smart guy. Oh, really?
I think.
Oh, it's not your brain? I thought it's something that went around your brain.
I think it's your eardrum.
Oh, timpani.
Or it's something in your ear.
A drum. I get it.
I think.
Tympanic.
Anyway, there's the word of the day here. Crab diving.
Tympanic.
Thanks.
Tiffany's membrane.
For listening to that science moment.
Oh, yes.
All kinds of stuff going on.
De-de-de-de.
In the world, on the planet, if you spend any time in social media, you know the right wing is quite active.
Oh, yes.
In their shitbaggery and assholery. Yesterday, we talked about, before we get to the headlines, we talked yesterday a little bit about the fact that our commander-in-chief, our president of the United States of America.
Oh, this story. Oh, God, I thought you would leave with another story. The death of Miley Cyrus's blowfish Pablo.
I know not of this.
Okay, never mind. Go on with your
I know
story.
Not of this.
It's not important. It's not important. Somebody's pet died. She got, sad and
not
sane.
A member of Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh, yes. He's dead. Hootie's dead.
Who has a blowfish as a pet?
Well, not Miley anymore.
Oh, God.
It went tits up. I fucking ruined your train of thought. I just killed it.
Oh, my God.
It.
I really can't remember what we were talking about.
I do
about.
That to people. I have that effect on people. That's my ex-wife. Ooh. Ow.
Oh, my God. What was I talking about? That we can't blame. All I could do is blame significant.
You said this. If you listen
marijuana.
To yesterday's show.
Yeah, that doesn't.
Dot, dot,
that
dot. Doesn't, something about really the president.
Oh, I got it. I got it. I got it. Fortunately, the little ant crawl was going around the story in highlighted in the spreadsheet, the magic spreadsheet of crab diving.
The ant crawl? What?
The little crawling ants. The little when something's highlighted and it crawls like that. They call it the little ant crawl, little marching ants.
Yeah, I have a Microsoft Word knockoff. We don't get the ant crawl.
Oh, you have some weird.
I'm unclean.
A Microsoft knockoff.
It's a fake one. Oh. Go on with your story. I'm tired of fucking up the show.
Well, we talked about how the president of the United States, or commander in chief,
Barack POTUS
Hussein Obama, had joined
Twitter finally with at POTUS.
I thought you were going to say the Mile High Club, which is a possibility.
Oh, you know.
Do you think he's...
Man, Air Force One has a
bedroom. Had coitus with FLOTUS?
I think POTUS had coitus with FLOTUS.
Oh, shit.
On Air Force One.
No, come on.
Fuck yeah, man.
Does he have an actual bedroom where he can sleep on that plane?
Yeah, sure.
Really?
Right. Eh. What do you think? He flies coach?
I don't know.
like Southwest, he's got to try to find his seat.
Everybody, yeah, yeah.
So, the, let me see here. Yeah, President Obama joined Twitter yesterday, and there was one exchange, which was pretty funny. The president...
Did he pull a Michael Wiener or Anthony Wiener or whoever sends his dick?
No, not yet.
Twitter?
No presidential cock has been tweeted yet.
So has anyone... had a conversation with him how a direct message works and how a tweet works.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
Because nobody had to talk with Anthony Weiner.
I get the feeling that the president doesn't necessarily have instant access to his Twitter account.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to say to his dick. And I was like, really?
Well, that too.
POTUS's dick will be restrained.
After Bill Clinton, it was.
Oh, no, it won't. It will not be restrained.
Speaking of, Bill Clinton tweeted... to the president, welcome to Twitter, POTUS. One question, does that username stay with the office? # asking for a friend.
Oh, that's a good one.
And to which President Obama responded.
Yes.
Good question, at Bill Clinton. The handle comes with the house. Know anyone interested in at FLOTUS?
That's the best.
Yeah. What are they going to do with FLOTUS if...
Fuck it.
If the president has a vajayjay?
I don't know.
They got to figure what an L for Bill. First right. lad? First
no.
lover?
He's not a lad.
First
a lover.
Lothario?
I don't know. We talked
first.
About...
First.
We talked about this on a previous episode
we
of
did.
Crab Diving. We were going to call... It's going to Fagoutis. First gentleman of the United States.
It sounds very like a goat, right?
I am Fagotus. Well, what else are they going to... It's F.G. Fagotus.
Well, the first gentleman, right. But, I mean, they're going to have to figure out a different...
Fagotus.
Yeah, they'll have to think of something. Somebody will think of something creative.
Number one.
I'm sure they'll have... they'll test it. Market testing and all that shit.
Oh, yeah.
But not everyone... was as friendly to the president.
Oh, great. Who is a dick? Did Bill O'Reilly tweet him? Say something condescending?
Well, no, but there were a number of ones that said things like, at Swifta did 9/11, who said, you fucking monkey, I bet you stole this Twitter.
Oh, God damn it. We're this country, planet, hopeless.
At X Cloaca said, since you have Twitter now, I'm quoting.
Is this Cloaca?
Since you have Twitter now, there are too many niggers in America to fix this.
Is that?
At POTUS.
I don't mean to sound like Censorship McGee here, but are you allowed to say that to the president?
At PewDiePie says, dumb, N-word.
We get it.
Another guy says, hello, black monkey. When we are Russian, will you drive on your historic home?
Oh,
Do not forget to grab your black... Sarodici?
Fail joke, fail racist.
Yeah.
God, that's the thing, you bigots.
Kill yourself, you tree-swinging N-word.
Swinger, okay.
We need rope for change. We still hang for treason, don't we?
No.
Somebody doctored that famous poster of the president that said hope, and they changed it to rope, and the president has a noose around his neck and is hanging.
Well, fuck that. Somebody pay him a visit. That's a threat. If I was in charge and somebody tweeted that to me, I would be like, go knock on his door.
at Kapoo with like four O's said, welcome to Twitter, N-word.
Yeah. Great job.
And this person said, at POTUS, faggot.
You know, the thing is, God damn it. Most people aren't interesting or creative, and that's just a real shame of social media.
Right.
I mean, most people don't need a platform because most people are stupid.
And this guy who sometimes when I see stories like this, you know, I mean, you could say these people that scrape on the bottom of the social media barrel. And I'm sure you could find heinous stuff if every time Sarah Palin tweets something. I'm sure there's, you know, kill yourself, you mangy cunt, you know, and horrible, yes, nasty things like that.
Right. That's just from her family.
I usually delete them right after I tweet them and feel better. I mean, so sometimes I'll go on Twitter to see how these people are faring that have tweeted this shit. And most often, they've suspended their accounts. They've deleted their accounts because they've raised such a shitstorm. Now all of a sudden their stupid tweet to their 8 followers.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden they're famous for being on these blogs and in these news stories because they tweeted something heinous.
Yeah. People like us are like, you got to see this. You got to see what this moron tweeted to his 8 friends.
So this guy who tweeted the rope, the we need rope for change, is Jeff Gully at Jeff Gully 49. And he's got a bunch of followers.
Dude, you're disgusting. That I don't care how you feel about I don't care how you feel about the fucking president. You shouldn't want a human being swinging from a rope,
and
you stupid fucking idiot.
Proud as fuck. I looked at his revolting Twitter stream a little while ago, and he's like, oh wow, I'm Twitter famous. Yeah. Oh, looks like I stirred up the pot. Looks like people don't like what I said. Oh
God. Congratulations, you fucking asshole.
It's that sociopathic white fuck asshole. You know,
they're all over.
Really?
I mean, what's he going to do?
No consequences.
Does this asshole have kids? Is some child one day going to be like, oh, here, all his friends are going to see his dad's Twitter account, and they're going to be, your son's going to be embarrassed. Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong on this.
Right.
Maybe they'll
like
be
that
proud.
Teacher.
Right.
The teacher,
principal.
Who she said, look at all the black people leaving, and she got in trouble, and then her son defended her by saying, all you N-words need to shut the hell up.
You know, that story took place in Stone Mountain, Georgia, and
I was Georgia.
Listening back to a previous crab diving episode.
Crabdiving.com.
And I didn't mean to. I disparaged the Stone Mountain Laser show just a little bit. It really, I grew
Did
up
you?
Going just a little bit. I said it was kind of crappy or something. It's amazing. It's a very neat laser show. I remember seeing it.
Well, how much of a tradition can it be? It's a fucking laser show.
You know,
it ain't like it's been around since the founders.
You know what's awesome? It has been.
Yeah.
It's 6,000 years old.
Ben Franklin invented the laser.
Surely. Yeah, but it's awesome at the end. This is the cool thing about it. At the end, they play Georgia, and then they go through Ray Charles singing it, and they do like a
Georgia
laser,
on my mind,
like a laser animation projection of him doing it, and then Willie Nelson. It's pretty fucking good.
Right.
Whatever.
Wasn't Georgia about a woman he wanted to bang?
Georgia. No. It was about the great state. Was it really?
I thought Georgia was a woman in the song.
Oh, really?
Or is it the state?
God, fuck if I know.
Other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still,
yeah.
In peaceful dreams, I see.
Did you guys play this in the band?
Absolutely. Willie did this, man. The road leads back here.
Do you guys do 7 Spanish Angels?
Georgia? Oh, yeah.
I love that one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That was Willie and... that was
Waylon?
No. What was the one with, To All the Girls I've Loved Before?
That's a good one, yeah.
With Julio Iglesias, Willie Nelson.
You know, I sometimes you hear these famous people doing songs with Willie. Sometimes you hope he's like, I don't know who the fuck that is, but sure.
Yeah.
God, that would be kind of fascinating to look and see all of Willie Nelson's collaborations.
But that was when Julio was the shit. I mean,
Julio,
kinda.
Right.
Way back.
Right.
That was that was amazing. We did that song, and the lead singer did It was one of our comic moments where he would.
Oh. You guys get a laugh?
He would do both voices.
He sang, God.
To all the girls I've loved before. And then to all the girls I've loved before. It was actually kind of fun.
Yeah, that's funny.
Where the hell have we gone?
I don't know.
Oh, we were talking about
Flautis,
the stuff. So Coitus. That's a little bit of a follow-up to yesterday's show. Go to crabdiving.com to download it. If you go to iTunes, hey, give us some love there.
Right. 5 stars.
We'll close our eyes.
Reviews. So
don't get your love in our eyes.
Jeez.
We can check, see what's on the headlines.
Okay.
See what's going on out in the world, or at least according to different news organizations.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
It's time for the headlines from the Crab Diving News Studios. It is May the 19th, 2015.
The year of our Lord.
These are the headlines we'd like to go over to the Commie Pinko Liberal
Effete
Huffington Post.
Fuck you.
Where the headline says, oh, this is a subject near and dear to your heart.
Oh, okay.
Ryan, this is part of the little Molotov cocktails you like to toss on social media.
Oh, really? This is a gun store?
Texas wants more guns.
Fuck yeah!
After the biker melee.
More guns! More guns! For what? They want to shoot more people?
This leads to The Guardian.
Oh, that's a fucking straight-up right-wing thing, isn't it?
The Guardian?
I thought that was.
Over in... Well, this is the U.S. version of The Guardian.
Hello.
I don't know, to be honest.
British.
I
like the British version.
A shootout on Sunday afternoon in Waco killed 9 people, injured 18 more.
That's not enough.
Resulted in authorities charging over 170 members of 5 different motorcycle gangs with capital murder.
We need more fucking guns.
Meanwhile, lawmakers in the state's capital debated whether to further expand open carry rights.
What in the fuck? How are we supposed to... Oh my God, what do you got over there?
Don't mess with Texas.
Eat just a total dick. How are we supposed to get anywhere in terms of gun control when a story like this happens and there are, I'm not talking about normal people. We have lawmakers calling for looser gun control, less gun control.
But they're Texas lawmakers. They're not. They can't be considered reasonable.
Fuck you, pussy. I need more guns.
It's Texas. It's the Lone Star State. Right?
Right. I wish it was a lot more lonelier.
The Lone State.
No, secede, stupid fuck faces. Go ahead, secede. If you hate the rest of the country so much.
Right. Good luck, by the way.
Yeah, have fun with that.
Good
have
luck
fun
with that one.
How long, say Texas secedes, it gets nothing from us ever again.
Well, that's the thing, is they'd have to.
How long?
They'd have to.
Listen, think about that. What happened with that biker gang? How long until a biker gang just takes over the capitals? Like, we own Texas now, stupid. Right. I mean, until it's Mad Max.
Exactly. So they say that. One bill, HB 910, passed the Texas House, was debated on Monday in the state Senate committee.
Fuck you.
It would allow people to carry handguns and pistols in the open.
Oh, shit.
And get this, would bar police from asking whether the person is licensed.
Wait a second.
So the police couldn't walk up to you and say, do you have a... You know, are you allowed to carry that?
Are you allowed to carry that gigantic fucking machine gun, Texan?
Well, because now you're just going to be able to carry.
Oh, sure. Why not? Hey, when you get pulled over, what do they say? Show me your license. Can't do that with a gun?
How dare you take that? There's no car amendment. in the Constitution?
I think you should have the gun on the... What about just putting the license on the outside of the gun? So if you're open... Why is this not crazy? Because, okay, you see outside there's cars?
You're saying a little license plate on a gun. Well,
why not? How's that tyranny?
I've got no issue with that.
How's that tyranny, old bummer?
Texans already can carry long guns such as rifles in public.
But that's not enough.
It has been going on for a long time. When I lived there for a very brief time, way back in the 1470s.
In the good old days.
Every truck had at least one or two shotguns or rifles.
Did you carry a gun when you lived down there?
I did not.
What? You're a queer.
Yeah, I was a northern liberal.
Hippie.
Another bill would allow concealed carry on college campuses.
Isn't there one other bill that would allow people to just walk around firing into the air at whatever you wanted? Why don't they have that bill?
Absolutely.
Why don't we have that one? I want that bill. I want to shoot my gun off whenever I want to.
It blows their logic away. There were armed police fucking surrounding this place.
They needed more fucking guns.
Right.
Ugh.
So,
oh my God.
They say five rival gang members began firing rounds after fight in the bathroom escalated.
Jeez.
Who knows what went on in the bathroom?
Mind your P's and Q's in the pisser.
Yeah.
The bathroom.
I saw you looking at me.
Dude, imagine what, I mean, listen.
You didn't wash your hands.
These guys, tough guys, dude. I tell you what, I don't want to get in a fight in the bathroom. There's too many, like.
Oh, God, you get your head bounced off
the urinal.
Yeah, the urinal and shit. And
I don't want to.
Your teeth broken in the urinal. Wasn't that a Sopranos?
Oh, shit.
The Waco authorities said gang members turned from firing shots at each other to then shooting at police, who then returned fire.
You know what?
See, police recovered.
Yeah.
Almost 100 weapons on the floor. Which was on the bloody floor, they said, which is littered with shell casings.
And this story makes people say, oh, we need more guns.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand this. By the way, you say something that made me think of a line from a movie. You see chipping a tooth on a urinal. What? There was some bit of dialogue in some movie or television show. It's so funny. They talk about some guy who has his horrible luck and how he fell and chipped his tooth on a urinal, and the guy's like, that could happen to anybody. He goes, but it was a back tooth.
Oh.
What is that? God damn it. 323-601-LIBS. Help us out with this bit of cinematic trivia, please. If you call in with the answer in the next 12 to 15 seconds,
absolutely.
I will send you this Daffy Duck.
Larry Sanders. Oh, that was Hank.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What about the time I chipped my tooth on the bathroom urinal? It was a back tooth, Hank.
Oh,
it was a back tooth.
Nobody Gary,
how you
could do that. Gary Shandling delivered the fuck out of that line. Oh my God. Oh my God. That's the funniest bit of dialogue ever. Everyone stop writing now. That's the best line that's ever going to be written. Put your pens down. Quit. It was a back tooth.
So Texas wanting more guns.
Fuck you. That would have solved everything.
There is, I guess, let me see if I can find her right away. I didn't pull the story, but as we're talking about it, Sandy Rios.
Fuck you.
You know, that Christo hag from the American Family Association.
She's like the worst person.
I believe, radio station.
Hello, Christo hag.
She said, here it is.
This chick ran a company that made personal printers, and to anyone that's in that industry and designs those, burn in hell, honestly, because I've had so many horrible experiences with the trade paper jam. I've lost my mind over printer malfunction. So fuck her. Fuck her candidacy.
Sandy Rios.
Candidacy. Oh, no. Wait, I'm getting her mixed up with
Carly Fiorina.
Oh, what a horrible. Can we Can we start the show over?
Should we edit that out of the podcast version?
Everybody back to one.
Sandy Rios of the American Family Association. She is their governmental affairs director, don't forget.
Of a bullshit organization.
She has a ridiculous radio show.
Hey, Kay, you're the governmental affairs director for crab diving. Congratulations.
Congrats. You've been elevated. We'll get you a car. We'll get you a business card.
She is with a piece of fucking whale rectum or whatever she chews on in there.
She was talking about this Waco, this gunfight at the Waco Corral, at the whatever the hell the name of the.
I think people like
the restaurants.
I think people like this Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks. Here's Sandy Rios on her ninny fest from the American Family Association, because any asshole can have a radio show.
Now, is she going to connect this with the gay?
No, I don't think so.
Damn it.
But, you know, give it another minute. Yeah. Who knows?
When I think of Waco, Texas, I think of Chip and Joanna on HGTV. I think of those sleepy little streets where, you know, they're always building houses and remodeling. And I think of Baylor University. I surely don't think of motorcycle gangs. Something like 150 to 200 of them descending on these restaurants and 9 people dead. The police are saying, of course, it's one of the worst gunfights they've ever seen in the city limits. Who would have thought? You know, police have their hands full fighting our real enemies. You know, the...
immigration. Is it immigration or real enemies? What is it?
Police have their hands full. Who would have thought that some white men would come down?
Oh, my God. Okay. She's talking about why are we hampering the police or something?
Who knows? Let's.
Police have their hands full fighting our real enemies. Full. You know, the cartels, the Islamists, and now they're
the police are fighting the Islamists. Ryan, yeah. In Waco, Texas. Did you know this?
No, I didn't know that.
There's a war. Yeah, well, apparently it's Obama's army.
Well, I didn't
that's
hear about
taking over.
I didn't hear about that war. I did hear about all the fucking crazy ass white guys shooting each other up on motorcycles. 2 things bad about that motorcycle story. Number one, motorcycles,
2
fucking dangerous. They should be off the fucking
that's
street.
That's your worry that maybe not all of them were wearing helmets.
They weren't.
Maybe a couple of those shots would have been deflected had they had their helmets.
Get rid of guns. Get rid of these fucking motorcycles. We're all a lot safer.
Well, let's finish this and then.
Fighting motorcycle gangs. I find myself thinking, you know, let's have a little retraining, a little for motorcycle gangs and put them on our side fighting our enemies. That's what.
Let's retrain the motorcycle gangs. Let's retrain them. Don't shoot each other. Don't shoot leather jackets. Shoot brown people.
What the fuck? Yes. Why retrain? What?
White brethren.
Yeah.
Now, again,
these guys are nuts.
Had this been a meeting of black gangs.
Oh, why aren't we retraining them?
Hispanic gangs. Do you think that Ms. Rios would be saying, why don't we take these boys? And retrain them.
Oh, no. She would be, like, warming up that electric chair.
Right.
Straight up.
Right. She wanted to do that for protesters that were just peacefully protesting. Ugh. They're thugs.
God.
What we really need. But nevertheless, lives were lost, and it's never anything to be made light of. I'm sure many more lives could have been taken, but how senseless.
Oh, God.
Yes. How senseless is
how does
show?
She have a show? Like, what kind of... I agree with her. How senseless. Yes, it is senseless.
How senseless.
Jeez.
Did you see the... A lot of people are saying
how
also...
How do people listen to that show? She's so fucking vapid.
Well, they're 1,000 years old. She also... Also, did you see the... A lot of people are commenting about just the treatment of these bikers. There's a bunch of pictures that were taken of... They had them all kind of herded up. Now, these are all people that ended up getting arrested. I'm assuming a bunch of them were ones that got arrested for capital murder.
Yes.
And they had them all herded up into like one area.
Okay.
And you can see police are guarding, standing around them. The police have rifles and shit and are guarding, you know, I guess as they're waiting on to get transport these people away. And in the background, the bikers are like texting and shit. They're
what?
On their phones.
They're on their.
They're
not
standing there. They're not handcuffed. They're not beaten.
Wow.
Aside from what they had beaten when they've been beaten themselves. Yeah. Again,
but they were armed and then, were shooting people.
And then there were unarmed protesters.
Zip
tied. Who were doing nothing but not getting out of the way of the police fast enough.
Mace them.
Who were pushed over, maced, beaten, pummeled,
right.
Zip-tied, hogtied.
Enemy combatant.
Charged with disorderly conduct and thrown in the pokey.
Well, Pat, the only difference I can see here is that they're fucking white.
I don't know. Sandy Rios, we should just retrain them.
I mean, dude, if I was a... we'd be like, God, put these scary-ass bikers in a cage or something. I mean, they had one of the worst gunfights in history. Isn't that on their iPhone? What are they
and
doing?
And they didn't hesitate to turn guns on the police. They didn't try to get the hell out of there. They were like, fuck you! Boom, 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 boom. Oh,
shit.
Wait, where is it?
The thing about that...
Fuck you!
Yeah.
That's how it sounded. They were shooting at the popo.
It's crazy. That, I mean, it's just totally fucking nuts, the whole situation. What is the protocol anyway? I mean, shouldn't they be in handcuffs or something?
What's
a fucking army of scary fucking bikers?
I mean, they probably had an issue just with volume. I mean, you've got close to, you know, a couple hundred bikers that you've got to deal with. But I would think those zip ties, they probably had a shit ton of those zip ties there.
God, you know what happened? It'd be like, oh, fuck. I forgot the zip ties. What? I didn't bring them.
God damn it, Earl.
Yeah. I mean, actually, that's probably what they did. They're like, listen, I'm not going to cuff all these people. If anybody gets out of whack, shoot them. I guess. That's probably what they said.
Probably.
Just shoot them.
But they are white.
Tell them to stop first.
Right. You're going for my gun. Before we head over to the Drudge Report and see what the ninnies are reporting over there, one of the headlines a little bit farther down on the Huffington Post that just popped up is actually good news.
Oh, really?
Here in Los Angeles, California,
yes,
the city council today voted 14-1. And a big crabby fuck you to the one.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
To gradually increase the required minimum wage in Los Angeles to $15 an hour by 2020.
Fuck you. That's great.
The current $9 an hour minimum wage is already slated to go to 10.
Yes.
In January.
Wait, pump the brakes. Did you say 2020?
2020.
Fuck that! That sucks!
It's going to go up a dollar a year or something like
faster.
That.
Faster.
Gradual.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Well, you don't want to hurt small businesses too much,
but
initially.
Don't you want people to be able to eat and shit? I know we don't want to hit. What about people starving to death?
Well, we know this is where, you know, maybe one could take a greater look and say, okay, if you're a bigger corporation, you could well afford to jump right to 15 an hour. Wah, 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 McDonald's.
Right.
Wah, wah, wah. Fucking Walmart.
Yeah.
We're looking at you, you assholes.
Don't make it. It's not the same rules for everybody. If you make a shitload of money, yeah, you got to raise it.
Well, right. Like taxes.
Yeah.
Your percentage, maybe it should be higher.
Oh, I think we should have a flat tax.
No.
I think you should eat a dick. When How do you this? Like that?
Yeah, they talk about, let's go back to when the country was the best. The 50s and the 60s, and take away the fact that, you know, you could hate Negroes and beat your wife and shit.
Right.
But that fun.
It might not have been the best back
economically,
then.
Economically, one of the reasons we had a strong middle class and a guy like my dad, who worked in a fucking factory his whole life, could raise a family and have a couple of cars and put my stupid ass through Catholic school and have to go every weekend and pay. You couldn't do that now. There's no way in hell. And I even saw it. You know, as my dad got older and stuff, that less and less was being afforded by him working more and more.
Yeah. That's horrible. It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
But wait, but the companies he was working for probably made less money.
Oh, General too. Motors. We're looking at you. But he was actually, I mean, you know, with the strong union they had there, he was a big union honcho himself for a while. He had great insurance and he had a good salary, you know, and stuff like that. But the world around him didn't keep up, I guess.
Right.
Obviously. Did
he work more hours?
Oh, yeah, 2-3 jobs sometimes. Well, I remember one time he had 3 different jobs.
That is crazy.
He worked a full 8 hours. He'd come home, he'd eat, and then he worked like a 2 or 3 hour a night job at a machinist place.
God.
And then he had a job on the weekends he would go to.
That's crazy.
At one point, I remember. You know, and now there's no way that three jobs, he would be able to afford the house and the car and food
right.
in my stupid Catholic school. I don't see a reason why poor Walmart and all those assholes jump right to it. Why they need a gradual.
Yeah.
Small business, I could see. If you're a small business and you got 3 or 4 employees, you know,
Walmart,
it is going to be a difference.
But you know how many of those Duck Dynasty beach towels they turn over every fucking month?
And then there's the argument that, you know, if you're not paying a living wage, maybe your business doesn't deserve to exist.
Right. Well,
if your business can't survive paying your employees a living wage, then we should agree as civilized human beings in this society that your business is a fail.
Bye-bye. Right.
Bye-bye.
That's why. Who wants to get rid of the minimum wage? Bachman. You get more jobs that way. You get more business.
Koch brothers. Every single GOP moron.
Didn't Sarah Palin say that too?
You're right.
Get rid of the minimum wage. Get more jobs.
Every single one of them is licking Coke taint when it comes to that one. KCH taint. Nasty old Koch brother taint. So that's the good news here. The Los Angeles City Council voting to raise the wage here in Los Angeles.
Even when we do a story that's good news, why am I pissed off at the end of it?
Because it shouldn't be an issue, is what it should be. We should be voting for the $30 an hour minimum wage.
You're right. It's not good news, actually. By 2010, wait.
2020.
It's already been 2010. You're going to have, what is it?
15.
That's not enough.
Well, hopefully by then, they're pushing to do a national $15 minimum wage. And maybe by then, it'll be higher.
Please. By then, we'll be bartering. We'll have a total shutdown of the economic system.
Well, you've been listening to Glenn Beck.
Accompanied by a solar flare.
Prepare for war.
I need a Faraday box.
I don't see why they it should be right. All the factors, when they do the math and the ciphering, they say it should be mid-20s right now. If the minimum wage would have kept up with what it was back in the 60s and 70s, as far as buying power and keeping up with inflation and et cetera, that really, this $7 an hour minimum wage in some places should be 20-something.
Are we going to get forced into the barter system? Is that what you're telling me? We'll no longer be working for wages. We'll be working for corn or watermelons.
Well, that's what we are.
Or fucking, I don't know, tires.
There's a meme. It said if you're working all the time merely just to subsist.
Yes.
That's called slavery.
What?
Right.
I ain't no slave.
And then you hear dickwads like Daryl Issa. It was like, well, our poor are the richest in the world.
We're the best.
They got refrigerators and shit.
Yeah.
How are they?
Our poor beats your country's poor.
Right. What a bar. What a wonderful bar to have.
Yeah.
What a great floor that we have. Well,
we won.
They've got refrigerators.
Well, you know, actually, I put a fucking story on Crab Diving's Facebook page, and Go ahead. What is it? Facebook.com/crabdiving.
Facebook.com/crabdiving.
I get it totally backwards, but it's something about the price. How much an ounce of weed costs and where? What, you know?
Like, right.
Yeah. Belarus, the cheapest per ounce.
Oh, really?
$50 for an ounce of weed. As opposed to California.
Is this of similar quality?
That I do not know, Pat. That top shelf. No, $50 top shelf weed. Okay.
Wow.
And it relates back to the story, you know, that we were just talking about because. Thank you. I'd like to thank the Academy.
We can see what the headline is over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck
you. Use small words, you know, in the N-word. Over at the Drudge Report. The headline says, Bill said O'Malley would become president.
Bill who?
He's talking about Martin O'Malley, who is possibly throwing his hat into the ring against Hillary Clinton to be the Democratic nominee to take over the new POTUS Twitter account.
I tell you, I don't even care about who's running for president on the Dem side because it's so fucking boring. It is so boring compared to Lindsey Graham, baby.
There's so much, talent on the right.
It's just hard to concentrate.
So many shiny things over there.
Oh, God.
More than a decade ago, it says this is an Associated Press story. Bill Clinton spotted a political star in the making, someone he predicted would go from a big city mayor to a national leader, maybe even to the White House.
You got what it takes, kid.
I won't be surprised if you go all the way, Clinton wrote in a 2002 letter to then Baltimore's mayor, Martin O'Malley.
Wow.
What?
He's a talent scout, Bill Clinton.
So this is apparently worthy of what looks like it's probably about 800 words from the Associated Press that the guy that might be running against Hillary, at one point, Bill Clinton was like, he's a talented guy. He might be president someday.
Shit.
Scandal.
Right.
What the fuck?
You think Bill Clinton's ever went up to some fancy fucking party, goes up to some young actress and is like, hey, listen, if you win an Oscar, I can make that happen. I guarantee you, I can get you an Oscar in the next 5 years. I know the right people. Right. He's a mover and a shaker.
Yeah.
He spotted this O'Malley guy. He's like, hey, you got talent.
Yeah, people are dumb. They're saying, well, you know, O'Malley, of course, endorsed Hillary Clinton in 2008, thought she was the best candidate. Well, of course he did.
Right.
He wasn't running.
that are you telling me this is a non-story?
How is this? Yeah. How is this news?
I don't know.
Well, it's on Twitter. Good fucking God. How stupid are people that this is...
How to answer that fucking question.
I really don't get this.
People are dumb, dude. Dumb.
And this is even Associated Press. You wouldn't think it would be like really right-wing nut jobby, but this is kind of...
It's a non-fucking story.
I guess maybe they're trying to play up the personal... How, you know, their buddies and their friends, and how is it going to affect their friendship between O'Malley and the Clintons?
It's not going to. I mean, think about it. Hillary Clinton is running for president. O'Malley, what?
Well, and I think O'Malley all along has been saying, I think he's the guy that said, if you voted for the Iraq war, you're not qualified to be president.
Hey, he's got my vote.
Which is... You know, I mean, that's one of those things that's kind of fucking easy to say because Mr. O'Malley wasn't in Congress or wasn't a senator at the time.
Right.
That everybody was being fleeced by Darth Cheney.
But it does start a conversation
and
that
GW.
That I think is important. I think it's important to talk about the fucking war in the next election. I mean, don't you want to hear candidates say, hey, the Iraq war was a horrible clusterfuck.
There was a poll done just recently that said that I think it was in the 60s percentage of people who want to know, who think it's a factor, the view on the Iraq war.
Yeah, I'm curious. Jesus, right-wing nut jobs. Get your nose out of the abortion debate, please.
Well, and a lot of our friends on the right ain't been doing too well. You know, Jeb famously stepped in it a few days ago and then tried to shake it off his boots and stepped in it again and then fell face down in it. You know, then got up and said, oh, well, you know, I wouldn't have done it.
It really says a lot about our voters that someone with the last name of Bush would even have the gall to run for fucking president. I mean, right? Do you remember how did W leave office? Financial industry gone. Fucking auto industry. Two fucking wars.
And now that you mentioned Lindsey Graham, Lindsey came out and said, and you know, a lot of these other, some of these other, like Rubio was like, of course it was a mistake, you know, or whatever. Yeah. But they kind of tap dance around it. They right. say, well, given they're trying to put up this weird force field around Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld and all those assholes, and say Wolfowitz, and say, well, it was the information they were given.
So they're trying to have a scapegoat.
Oh, that's the they're trying to toss it like onto the CIA and into the intelligence committee or the community. When the intelligence community was like, well, you know, okay, we got this, but they knew the guy. A lot of it hinges on this guy who supposedly knew something about some aluminum rods or some shit. But this guy was a known bullshittery artist. He's an asshole. You would put him on a nobody would put him on a stand to trust him. Yet somehow they were trusting him as their key witness that somewhere he saw a couple of aluminum tubes, which meant Saddam was going for the bomb.
Let's bomb a whole region of the or globe like into the fucking Stone Age based on what this fuckface said.
And the libs are coming out swinging, though, man, because Paul Krugman just came out and said all this talk about Iraq is bullshit, basically. This wasn't, oh, we were confused or we were fed bad information. This was a willful distortion of the information on the part of the administration to put us into a war that
I
they
love
thought
that.
Would be fucking profitable.
A willful distortion.
That's a good one. That's his words, but that's what I just
those said. Are your war.
That might be his words, great too. Words. I don't know.
At Vile Experience.
I don't have it. I ain't reading.
Damn, on the Twitter.
I was trying to remember what they said, but another story that I actually saw on the County Pickle Liberal feed, Huffington Post earlier.
Yay.
Was that they were saying, it was a crime. There was a piece saying they were supported. They had evidence that says it wasn't only a mistake. It was a fucking crime what this administration did, lying us into a war. It's an article in New York Magazine by Jonathan Chait. And it says, was the Iraq War a crime or a mistake? Yes.
Wow. Shit.
And he says, you know, it's true that the intelligence agencies badly overestimated the capability. However, the Bush's strategy from the outset has been to hide behind a failure of intelligence. However, they can't. The evidence doesn't suggest that.
So what was the real motive? To make all this money for Blackwater and was it fueled by the military industrial complex? Why the fuck did we do
all
it
of
then?
The above. Oh, perfect storm. Cheney and all those boys had that doctrine that they wanted to, they were going to go into the Middle East. You know, Uncle or Daddy Bush didn't finish the job with Saddam, and they were going to go in, and it was going to rain oil. We were going to, there's going to be oil fountains on every corner in the United States after we go. And the Iraqis are going to love us. They're going to, remember? They're going to welcome us as liberators. They're going to lick our testicles as we walk by.
I'm still waiting for an Iraqi testicle licking.
Exactly.
When's that happening?
They're not real thrilled with us.
It's hard to get people to give you oral after you've bombed their country into the Stone Age. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, Lindsey Graham has said basically, well, fuck that to the guys that are saying it was a mistake. He says it was not a mistake.
Fuck you.
Saddam was a destabilizing effect in the area. He needed to go. And that he was, you know, nasty to his own people.
Right.
And that given the intelligence we had at the time, it was not a mistake.
He used chemical weapons on his own people that were produced in America, right?
And then I think that was the deal. Yeah, probably had made in the USA on the sides of those canisters, a lot of them.
Imagine a world where Lindsey Graham is president. Shit. Woo!
Yeah, there's scarier, though, to be honest. Not much, but I mean, they're scarier, much scarier on that side. So, yeah, if you can head over to New York Magazine, it's a good story about why the Iraq War was not only a mistake that some of the Republicans are at least now admitting, but it was, you know, it's a fucking crime what these guys did, how they twisted the non-evidence.
It's bullshit.
And lied us into a war that they didn't pay for. And there was another meme that we shared on, if you go to our Facebook, I think, facebook.com/crabdiving, that said, you know, when if you start complaining, if you're a Republican, you hear a Republican complaining about deficits or debt or anything, that they should recall that in the next, I forget what the time period is on the meme, you know, in the next 10 years or something like that.
Yeah.
We're going to be paying, thanks to the Iraq War, which was unfunded.
Oh, that's right.
Let's recall. There was no legislation that said we're going to send this money over to fund the war. It was just put on the old US of A credit card.
But we want to bomb brown people.
And poor people, we got to take money away from them because we can't afford to run this government.
Al-Qaeda.
However, here's what it says. Remind them that their war of lies in Iraq will cost us $7 trillion just in interest payments.
Oh, shit.
Through 2053. So for the next, you know, 30 or 40 years.
Why can't we declare bankruptcy?
Because it was all on credit.
Oh, shit. Oh, fine. Who gives
trillion.
A shit?
$7 trillion.
Don't pay it.
Just the interest on the money that we had to borrow for to liberate the Iraqis.
Where do we borrow that from? The Chinese?
You know, I don't know how why don't, that shit works. It's all so ethereal. We borrowed it against, you know.
Why do we pay anyone back, though? And we've got all these, I mean, Jesus Christ, we've got this huge military. You want us to pay you back? Fuck you. What if I decide to not bomb you? I'm surprised we don't do that.
Well, I mean, we kind of do some of them, I think.
It's really, who is going to make us pay anyone back? How does that work?
Yeah, I don't, I am not an economist.
Oh, really? Damn it.
So I know not. That's what's going on there. What else have we got going on? I've got a story.
What?
This one is sad news for all of you.
Oh, is this that story about Miley Cyrus's blowfish dying?
Surprisingly, so not sad. Miley Cyrus's blowfish.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Blow hard. A story about. But the wedding that the wedding of the century everyone was waiting for.
Dee 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 dee.
The daughter of former failed vice presidential candidate and half term governor of Alaska, Sarah Palin.
Gristle.
Bristol.
Oh, I always get mixed up.
apparently a hell of a left hook.
You know what? That should be, if there is a porn parody of Bristol Palin, her name should be Grizzle. Gristle. What do they call the thing on the steak?
Gristle.
Gristle. Gristle Palin.
Gristle Palin.
Hilarious.
Her Mad Magazine name?
Yes.
The sadly, they announced that the wedding date of Bristol to Medal of Honor winner Dakota Meyer.
Drum roll, please.
Which had been set for this weekend.
Yes.
Has been postponed.
Shut up. No.
Sarah Palin said in a message on her Facebook page, the ceremony has been called off. Quote, they have informed loved ones that unfortunately the announced celebration planned for May 23rd will not be held.
Where were they going to hold the wedding at? Hooters? What venue did they have to say, listen, guys, you got to postpone it? But we've already reserved the chocolate fountain.
In her Facebook message, Sarah Palin wrote that the Palin and Meyer families would gather. They're still going to get together.
Okay.
On the day of the wedding that would have been held, but instead we'll attend a barbecue to celebrate life.
Right. No, bullshit. How many fights are they going to get into at that fucking thing? A barbecue.
Meyer's family's from Kentucky. Her post included a message from a Christian ministry. I'm reading from rawstory.com, by the way, that said, it's better to wait a while and have the things fall into place than to rush. Ooh. And have things fall apart.
Okay. Look, sounds like some people aren't getting along. That right? I mean, that's got to be it.
Isn't she knocked up? I mean, isn't she with child?
No. Oh.
The beautiful, wonderful miracle of life.
Yeah, she's going to give birth to just a fucking...
I thought that was the deal, didn't she? That is,
a great
yeah.
kid, you know.
She. It was a second premarital baby daddy for... The family values, Palin's.
God,
which is fine. Yeah. I don't give a shit. I'm not disparaging on. I don't care if she's married or not. I don't care if you're what you're shooting out of your vagina.
But I would rather people like her not procreate so much.
Well, there's that.
She's giving
too.
Birth to more conservative fucking assholes.
But I mean, from a moral issue, I don't have a problem with unwed mothers or anything.
Do whatever you want.
Who gives a shit? But it's the hypocrisy of the right wing nut jobs who are like, you know, Jesus, family values. We homosexual couple can't get married and can't adopt because, oh, what about the children? Yet your stupid crotch spawn can be 16 years old and start that vagina working.
Yeah. Let her rip.
Start that womb a working. And that's different.
You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like something happened and they're having to postpone the wedding because they have cold feet, but maybe it's so close in that they don't, I mean, they're going to lose their deposit on the shit anyway. So they're like, let's
have the party.
Let's have a fucking party.
Life.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate the fact that she didn't kill that baby in her woomy.
Her woomy.
In her woomy.
Womb. Her woomy was unharmed.
It's been unharmed, I guess.
Was unvacuumed.
So Bristol Palin's wedding, ladies and gentlemen, at least postponed. We don't know.
We don't know why.
We don't have all the deets.
Do you think it was an emotional thing between her and the dude she's marrying? They aren't getting along. So they're like, maybe we should wait a little bit. We aren't sure. Or is it something else?
Oh, I think they fucking hate each other.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I think it's done.
Okay.
Don't you?
Right.
They're postponing a wedding a week away.
That's why they're having a party. They don't want to waste all that fucking
money.
From
the wedding, so it can't be good.
Oh, shit. Watch this space for more updates.
I think they're a little past the promise ring stage.
Promise ring. Cock rings.
I've got another story.
Yes.
This is a great story. This is, I think it's out of the sovereign, wonderful, beautiful state of Michigan.
Oh, the city, the place of the emergency managers and things of that nature.
St. John's Lutheran Church.
Fuck yee.
And school in Midland, Michigan.
What?
Has a pastor, Reverend Matthew McKella.
Uh-oh.
Who has resigned.
Awesome. Oh, God. Is it like a weird porn thing?
They took down the Facebook pages.
Facebook pages.
I'm trying to see.
God, was he with a underage person?
No, I don't believe so. He, it was found out, somebody caught him on Grindr. The popular.
He wasn't using a torso pic?
Gay hookup app.
Right.
The St. John's Church has removed his biography from the staff page. Staff. But they did put a letter from senior pastor. to the talking about the departure, it is my grief to inform you that Pastor McKellar announced his resignation.
So sad.
He acknowledged that there was sin and repentance.
Yes.
And I have testified that there is indeed forgiveness through the same Lord who forgives all of our sins.
What a bunch
blah,
of
blah,
bullshit.
Blah, 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 blah.
Many thanks to Aquaman and Captain America and Green Lantern.
I write this to you to warn you that you may be confronted with the details of the sin.
Oh, shit.
And to remind you that sin is never pretty. Sometimes it gets in your hair.
No, sin is, I added that part. Sometimes it is pretty.
Sometimes, yeah. And sometimes it gives you pink eye.
That's the worst kind of sin.
He says the Facebook pages associated with St. John's have been taken down in an attempt to remove the opportunity for malicious posters to have access to St. John's members. But the internet and age of communication being what it is, I have no way of guaranteeing that you will not come across this information in some way.
What the fuck?
He's telling them don't go looking for what the pastor did.
Yes.
Now, Even though you know they all.
God.
Absolutely know. Absolutely, everybody knows.
Right, right. By the way, we were talking about Grindr, and I know the Hollywood Hick often comes on the show, and we talk about Grindr and stuff like that. He just texted us to let us.
The show is in the queue.
It's in the queue, so I said he should call in. So he says he's looking for his phone.
Oh, well,
he's going to call in to comment.
We might get a call from the Hollywood Hick.
An update.
So. He ends it. He says, be patient and trust God.
Okay.
This too shall pass.
Yay.
In the meantime, consider the advice of Scripture.
Totally.
Be very careful. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
God.
See, I was down with that until the last part.
The days are evil.
That makes sense. Be careful how you live. Don't be unwise.
Okay.
Make the most of every opportunity. Because the days are evil.
Oh my God.
The days are terrifying, according to St. John's Lutheran Church pastor. So, in light of the revelations that he was talking to dudes on Grindr, this reverend is gone.
We have the Hollywood Hick on the phone.
Tonight.
What the fuck, dudes? What's going on?
Tonight, at 7 p.m., ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, shit.
There will be a brand new, sparkling, awesome, hilarious episode of the Hollywood Hick. 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast. Funny as fuck, as usual. How's things going, Brent?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Great, man.
Good. Are you running? Are you on the treadmill?
No, I'm not on a fucking treadmill. Do I sound like I'm on the treadmill?
Oh, you sounded like you were momentarily out of breath. What's going on?
Because I've been doing things. I actually was doing chores.
Oh, really?
I just finished up the episode for this evening, and then now I had to do chores. That's the fucking rating.
Are you dusting the Florida room?
No, the Florida room. It's a world unto itself. I just let it be an ecosystem unto itself.
Oh, it's like
it's
a...
It's always filthy out there.
Right.
It's like 70s Bush.
Yeah, it's like 70s Bush. It's loud and undying.
Just let it go. Are you sad about Bristol Palin's wedding being called off?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I might touch on that this evening on the Hollywood Hicks. But you know what? Those fucking whistleblowers, I honestly think part of it is just for freaking attention. Like, they just need fucking attention.
Yeah.
Is it like Kim Kardashian's first wedding?
Yeah. It's like, well, she did the same thing to poor Levi. Like, she's just a fuck. Like, honestly, I think she's a straight-up bitch. And, like, it's completely evident in that, like, fight they got into with the house party where they showed up. She started the whole freaking thing and then tried to turn it around on the people like they did it. Fuck her. I can't stand her ass. I hate her more than I hate her mama.
Poor Levi.
Right.
I don't know that you've heard that anywhere on the internet ever. somebody saying poor Levi.
Those biblical names are just fucking weird. Levi.
But he actually was kind of a regular decent dude until she brought him into all of that shit. And then he was like this instant celebrity.
Yeah.
And then showed his ass on Playgirl. And then he kind of came to his senses. And like now he's like normal. He like hooked up with another chick, had another kid. He's like living a normal, regular life. Trying not to like be caught up in her nonsense.
When do you tell, if you're in Playgirl, when do you have that conversation with your kids at some point? It's like, listen, just so you know, you're going to find this.
Yeah, well, he didn't show sack or anything.
I know, he didn't show his, yeah, he only showed his butt. He had like a towel hanging in front of his junk. Like, so he didn't really like go full frontal. He didn't do the full Monty. He just did, like, showed his butt. And it was like the internet version. By that point, there was no like real version of Playgirl, like a, what you call it, where, you know what I'm talking about, like a magazine.
Right, right.
They quit making the magazine. It was only online at that point.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, it's kind of like, it's kind of like Burt Reynolds' pose from the 70s.
Yeah, that famous one from the Cosmopolitan magazine that he says ruined his career.
What? The ruined his career?
Yeah, nobody took it. Well, I mean, he said nobody took him seriously after that. Like, if you look at the movies and stuff he did after that, a lot of it was kind of bluff. It was like kind of some of that, like, not his best work.
Well, some of the best movies like, ever, though. Like,
But as far as Burt Reynolds movies go, some of them like aren't the best. Like Sharky's Machine, that's not his best.
What about the movie he did with Dom DeLuise, where he was in the mental institution?
The End. It's a freaking classic. I don't know why it's not a bigger hit movie than it was. Like, it's hysterical.
Who's the chick in that?
Sally Field.
Oh, okay, that's right. Yeah.
Because, you know, that's when they were hooking up. Because he used to have a thing with Sally Fields.
Right, right.
Damn, Sally Fields and Lonnie Anderson. Imagine.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, except Lonnie Anderson took him for everything.
I know. She about freaking bankrupted his ass. Whatever. My fucking.
And you think she would have had all that WKRP money.
Broke a race with him, too. That's a stinker. That one's so bad. Stoker Ace. It's that kind of movie. Yeah.
I never saw Stoker Ace. That one, was that good?
It's really bad. It's like one of those that's so bad, it's kind of good. Like, it's fun to watch, but it's really a bad movie.
Right.
But it's got, like, Ned Beatty in it, just, like, chewing at the scenery, and fucking, what's his name, Parker Stevenson, fresh off of the Hardy Boys.
Hey, Brent, did you see that story in the news about the preacher that got busted on Grindr, the one we were just talking about?
No, I didn't hear. Wait a minute, some preacher got busted on Grindr?
some guy in Michigan has had to resign from Lutheran church because he got busted on Grindr.
Oh, my God. Why are people so upset about that?
Yeah, what's the big deal?
Okay.
So what?
Did he put his face on it? See, like, that's the thing.
That's what we were talking about. We were saying, why wouldn't you use a torso pic?
We don't have details, sadly.
I don't know. Well, eventually people do ask for, like whenever I have grinded and or scrubbed, if I don't get to see a face picture at some point, then I'm not even going to go meet you for, like, coffee or nothing. Fuck that shit. And much less come over and, like, try to, like, knock boots if I don't know what you look like. Fuck that.
Yeah, and then how...
I ain't walking into Smalls off of the Goonies. That ain't happening.
Rocky Road.
You know, like, you never know. Like, I want to at least see your lie. If you're lying to me, I at least want to see how you lie. So that when I see the real
thing, yeah, right.
See what kind of false sense of grandeur you might be living under.
Yeah, and by the way, where you're meeting, how are you going to even pick the dude out? He's got to walk in with his penis in his hand or something.
I know. Well, no, then they find you, you know, because I show them a real picture. This is what I look like just last fucking week, because I don't want any pretenses. Plus, I look good, so I ain't got nothing to hide.
Absolutely.
They have his Grindr. They have his Grindr profile on the on the internet now, of course. poor man.
Did he put his picture in the like profile, or did he like send somebody a picture on the flip side?
Dude, are you at a?
There's two pictures of him. I can't.
Are you in a computer, Brent? You should look it up.
And then there's
it's funny.
Okay, hold on. Let me walk into the room where the computer's at.
Here, I'll Facebook you. The. It's a couple of screens.
Like the profile, a lot of them won't put their head on there. It'll just be like a torso or something.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people will say, hi.
Oh, wait, I sent it to you. Accidentally.
Oh, really?
They'll picture their head because they just don't want their head on the main profile. They're all chicken shit.
And then he's got a... he's got a couple of chats that some asshole screen cap.
People are fucking.
Man, see, that's bullshit. Why they got a screen cap in?
That's a people are evil, man.
Hi, no, I would love.
Well, I mean, did he like do things against homo? Did he vote against homo things or something, or did he just kind of be like a preacher who happened to be a homo, and then these people are like, "We're gonna out you."
Yeah, I think so.
Untoward, or did he just get busted for like trying to find him some dick on the side?
He wrote in 2014.
Yes.
Oh wait, no, this is a different guy.
Oh shit.
Oh, this is the same church though.
Oh wow.
A sexual attraction to same-sex sex is a sinful temptation to be resisted and overcome by God's grace and power, just as a temptation to steal or lie.
Oh, what a dick.
Or overeat.
What?
Don't steal, don't lie, don't eat too much, and keep that dick out of your mouth.
All right.
Oh, my goodness, that's fucking... But see, that's the thing. So, like, then, like, when you say shit like that and you get busted, then that's when people feel validated and, like, fucking outing your ass. Because I'm not a big proponent of outing people unless they do something against the cause.
He himself...
Like, how can you go against the cause when you do the same thing?
They've got a screen cap of something. It looks like you might have put it on Facebook. He said, read these words this morning, long before gay marriage was part of our national discussion. Natural marriage did not always reflect God's will of love and submission. Divorce became common. Love and marriage grew cold, and children were not always seen as a blessing. Changing the culture begins with changing our own culture of marriage and family, taking the marriage union with the utmost seriousness, and welcoming our children in our churches. And then he said, amen.
In all caps, Kanye style. The amen.
The amen. Okay, so all caps.
What is he saying? That, so he's saying, like, now that he's saying that he's one of those homos who's, like, married but just is going to suppress his homoness and just fuck the pussy anyway?
I don't even know if he's married.
That would be great if that's what he meant, though.
Well, you know, because it was, like, on, like, one of those channels, like, the Learning Channel or Discovery or one of them that was supposed to be about education, and now it's all about Honey Boo Boo and shit.
Oh, yeah.
But they had that show about the, like, dudes who, like, to just suppress their homeliness, and they're, like, married and have kids, and they're like, yeah, I'm gay, but I just do this. I'm like, whoa.
That's
that seems
nuts.
Like a lot of effort, but that's what you want. So maybe, see, now he's saying he's like, that shit.
Right.
He also wrote...
But what are you doing on Grindr if you're only hitting the poontang?
He also wrote one time, the transgender movement is going to assist opportunistic sickos in preying upon children and others.
God.
How can business owners and the authorities prove who is a man who identifies as a woman versus a man who wants to prey upon girls and women in their restroom or locker room?
What a simpleton.
Because everybody goes into the bathroom to try to see your little hoo-ha while you're tinkling.
Oh, my God.
That argument is so dumb.
I'm glad somebody busted his ass now. Now I'm glad, because when you're just breeding fucking ignorance, then sometimes somebody needs to give you a reality check. And now everything he said is going to come back to bite him in the ass 10 times worse than anything he's ever said, because he's a fucking mouth-breathing moron who can't keep his mouth shut.
Well said!
It's the truth. It's
fuck
like,
yeah.
Oh, married father of five.
See, I told you.
Married father of five from Midland, Michigan. So there you go.
Right.
So he's cheating on his wife.
Okay, so now what are his kids going to be like? Now, this is on everything. Like, his kids are going to go to school, and they're going to be like, yo, dude, so your dad sucks dick. Now see what he's put his kids through.
He said he's...
He wasn't honest.
In his chats, I would love to mess around with a bi-curious guy. Can I see a pic of you? I have a girlfriend, so don't usually do evenings or overnights.
Jeez, is this how this guy like chats up people he wants to bang? Like, that's so like, what?
He says,
yeah, that's pretty much how fucking people do that. People are fucking pigs. They are.
Have you ever been with a guy? Have you ever been with a guy? The guy responds, I have. Then he says, okay, cool. I love making out naked, oral and massage, and I top. Also loved to cuddle.
Oh, his poor wife. I just feel so bad for her.
Right. Right. I mean, that's where the issue. If he's not married and
he knows the fucking lingo. Right. It ain't his first time at the fucking rodeo. He knows exactly what he's talking about. So that's what they do. When they're just looking for some fucking booze knocking, all they do is like try to tell you like the shit that they that they do. This is what I like. What are you into?
Why doesn't Grindr streamline that though? Why isn't there on the side of the chat bar aren't like little boxes filled out like just so you know straight up you're talking to a cuddler?
Well, they kind of have that like in the little profile thing. It says to check out these stupid boxes. You know how homos call themselves out everything. You got twinks and bears and otters and fucking
lions, and tigers, and bears. Yeah.
So you have to check all of those. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Like, if you just really look at it and just look at it for what it is, it's ridiculous.
Right.
But somebody's making bank off of that shit.
Fuck yeah, man.
What's going on in the world of Hollywood?
Fucking Hollywood's nuts. There was a gas leak here, y'all, on this weekend. Like, I was, like, almost evicted. Not evicted. What is it? Evacuated.
Really?
I was, like, half a block from where you got evacuated. Yeah. At the court, like... down in the corner, a couple of blocks down, like this work crew punctured the gas line, and from 11:30 in the morning until 4:30 in the morning, there was a giant geyser of gas spewing. Just down. So you could hear it everywhere, and the whole area stunk like gas. It was crazy. I thought we were going to blow up and die.
Holy shit! Did they have to evacuate AMDA, American Academy of Dramatic Arts, the drama fort?
Oh, I wish they did. That would have been a mess. If all of those goddamn drama children were out there at one time, I would want to shoot myself. Thank God that didn't happen.
Hey, by the way, it is a very sad day. Did you happen to see the story about Miley Cyrus and her fish that died?
Oh, I saw that. I saw something where she was like really upset and she sang some song and cried or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And did you watch the Billboard Music Awards? Are you going to be reporting on those?
I sit through those award shows. I watched the clips online. I refuse to sit through the whole show.
You saw Jennifer Lopez.
And I have regular TV. I'm cheap.
You saw Jennifer Lopez dissing Mariah.
Yeah, I saw when she was on her phone. Apparently, those two have a long running feud. You know, goes way back to Tommy Mottola days because apparently J Lo stole some song or something that Mariah was going to use.
Who's better?
Became like a huge hit.
Who's
like,
better?
You ain't never been right since.
Oh, well, Mariah is a better singer
than J-Lo?
Oh, yeah, she's a better singer, but whatever. A lot of people can't sing. I love Britney to death. Bitch can't sing a note.
Yeah, yeah. but who's the better actor? Because they both done movies.
Oh, J-Lo's definitely a better actress. I saw Glitter. I laughed through the whole fucking thing.
Is it bad?
My old roommate I used to have, he wanted to go. That was what he wanted to do for his birthday one time. So a whole bunch of homos went to go see Glitter. We got really lit before we went in there. We had cocktails and had a good time and laughed through the whole thing. It was hysterical.
Go ahead.
I thought y'all were going to say something, so I shut the fuck up.
Oh, I did the same thing.
Yeah.
So tonight at 7 p.m., ladies and gentlemen, a brand new Sparkle in Hollywood Hick for you.
A brand new Hollywood Hick. Y'all get to hear what I think about this fucking nonsense injected.
And also, amazing, isn't it?
It's a fucking amazing to me. I give my take on what would have solved the situation early. So I know what would have fixed it, but it would never happen.
More guns? More guns? Would more guns have prevented that?
Yeah. Well, see, that also cracks me up. Is that everybody always saying, like, if somebody had a gun, this shit wouldn't happen. No, look what happens when everybody's got a gun.
Yeah, it's bad.
It was crazy. And I love it happened at a titty bar. That's another good thing.
In
the bathroom.
They arrested 170 people.
Yeah.
That's funny as hell to me.
Wait a second.
150 white people.
Was it a titty bar?
Well, it's like a bikini. It's like basically they wear like hot pants.
It's like Hooters.
Oh, I didn't understand.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a biker bar, and right? I mean, it's kind of a biker bar. That's one of the issues the police had with it is that they've tried to get them to discourage this element for a while.
Yeah, but the police really couldn't do anything about it because nothing had gone down. They just heard the rumors that shit was going to go down. So they just had to be waiting until something happened. And then look what happened.
Mm-hmm. Crazy shit.
I know. It's fucking funny. It's not funny, but it's funny as shit.
Right. I found out a good friend of mine's moving to North Carolina, Brent.
Oh, what part?
Close to South Carolina.
The border.
Oh, then that's... So that has to be not far from where I grew up.
Did you make the redneck comment?
Oh, yeah. I was like, you're going to get your redneck badge.
And she's like, oh, North Carolina's not that bad.
Bullshit.
Bullshit. Wait, she just has to wait. It's,
Wilmington.
There are rednecks everywhere you go. It's just in North Carolina, they are just a little bit more obvious about it.
No, wait.
She's Charlotte or Raleigh or one of those.
Wilmington is where
not
she's going to be. Wilmington?
Wilmington, you are. Because you got your locals that have been there a long time. And those like are freaking rednecks.
Townies.
The townies. Is Wilmington like a college town or something?
Wilmington is like, there's a college there, but it's like, Wilmington is where they like actually like do a lot of the filming in North Carolina. It's out of Wilmington. It's on the coast.
That's why she's moving there. Yeah, she said there's a huge production community there.
Yeah, there is. Because there's like there and then like in Atlanta. And so you can kind of, they're all close enough together where you can sort of bounce around that area.
Cool.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. You learn something every day.
Hell yeah.
You got big plans for tonight or are you going to put your feet up and listen to your own show?
No, I think I'm just going to go out and like do some open mic shit and like try out some new bad jokes.
Do you got any gigs you want to plug?
Anything I want to plug? No, I don't got shit going on much right now. Nothing. Just listen to the fucking Hollywood Hick tonight.
That's right.
And download episodes of the Hollywood Hick on crabdiving.com, iTunes, and Stitcher. And if you go to iTunes or Stitcher, Mother Truckers, leave 5 fucking stars. And leave a good review. Right?
Yes, it'll get it. Help an angel get its wings.
That's right. Thanks for calling in, Brent.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, guys. It was fun. I love chatting with y'all.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, man.
All right. I'll talk to y'all later. Be good.
Take care.
The Hollywood Hick.
That's right. Follow Brent on the Twitter at the H Wood Hick, at THEHWOODHICK. And also at Brent Paris.
Dee 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 dee.
And also he has the Hollywood Hick page on Facebook.
Mother Chuckers.
And on the 7s. Tonight a brand new one, 7 p.m. Reruns on the 7s, 7 a.m., 7 p.m. And then the previous episode.
Yes.
Is on at midnight for you late nighters.
That's right.
Late
night shenanigans.
3 hours a day of the Hick here.
That ain't enough.
On the Crab Diving Network.
Cha-ching.
Streaming 24/7 for y'all.
Right.
I've got a story just to prove that not only does the United States of America have right-wing nut job Chris Donini,
yes,
dominionist dickwads.
Wow.
A New Zealand high school is in a little bit of the shizen.
G'day.
Because... to 15-year-old students, it provided in a health class or, you know, sex ed class, something.
Yeah.
A pamphlet.
Okay.
From the United States-based Bible Baptist Publications.
Oh, God. And they're talking about sexual education and science and things like that.
The booklet states, either you are married or you are not married.
Right.
If you are not married, yet you have sexual relations.
Ooh.
Then.
Yes.
You are a wicked fornicator.
Oh. That's nice. That's scientific.
Other phrases in the alleged safe sex booklet or pamphlet or whatever this thing is.
A wicked fornicator.
said that for gay people, death and hell were waiting if you engaged in homosexuals.
Yeah, have fun.
Also, another version of the pamphlet on the company's website, I guess this is where they found this, so it's not, they don't have a copy of the real one. They have
What's on their fucking website?
It says a couple who lives together without marriage is a couple who has become habitual and irresponsible fornicators.
And so say we all.
He thinks she's a fine lady.
Oh.
Yet she's nothing more than a cheap prostitute.
Damn.
Who allows herself to be used for his sexual gratification.
Oh, shit.
In exchange for what seems to be a stable and secure home life.
Jeez.
This make-believe game may fool people, but it doesn't fool God.
No.
This is a sin, and it will be punished.
It sounds like a 1940s radio drama. The Shadow Knows.
Oh, I know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
This is a pamphlet they're giving to 15-year-old kids in fucking New Zealand.
It's so melodramatic. God.
The only, all capitals, safe sex.
Yes.
Sex.
Is sheep sex.
Is, all capitals, married sex. Between a man and a woman. Any other form of sex is, all capitals, sinful sex. Death and hell await those who continue in such wickedness.
FYI. God. Gee, hey, this is the only pamphlet you need in New Zealand. Don't fuck farm animals if you can help it.
I guess down there they have something called the Secular Education Network.
Ooh.
I guess they're our equivalent of, you know, freedom from religion and stuff. They want to
keep
the Christo ninnies out of public schools.
That sounds like a fun place to work. Where do you work? The, what is it called? The sexual what network?
Secular.
The secular, oh.
Education network.
The Secular Education Network.
They argue the school may have been violating the New Zealand Bill of Rights.
No, no.
The Human Rights Act.
Don't violate my Bill of Rights.
The principal, though, told the New Zealand Herald that concerns about the handout had been an unfortunate misunderstanding.
Nice dialect work, New Zealand.
Because the school was to make sure students were informed when it came to making decisions. So he's trying to spin it as, well, this is just another view that teaching them.
We want to teach them stupid things as well as things that make sense. Bye, cracky.
We want them to know that if they put something on the end of their John Thomas, that they might burn in hell. Death. And hell, what?
I would be like, I'd pin a note to my child's shirt that says, please don't tell my kid he's a vile fornicator today.
Yeah.
If you can help it.
Yeah. What if your 15-year-old is a little lesbian 15-year-old or a little homosexual 15-year-old or a transgender 15-year-old or doesn't know what the hell's going on?
Or maybe this. Maybe teach people to tell no one that they're vile fornicators.
That's right.
God.
This is, at 15, I don't want my 15, you know, and anyway, by 15, everybody knows this. This is, unless these kids are you know, living in some Mormon enclave or something. I mean,
totally, man.
They're
all down.
Amish. They're something.
Yeah, they're down with this shit.
They know what's going on. At 15.
Yeah. Get dad's credit card. I got to cut some meth.
They're probably laughing their asses off.
Oh, sure.
But still.
Hand me my butt plug.
It ain't.
No, that's stupid.
It ain't the spot to, public school ain't the spot to preach hellfire and brimstone and morality like that.
We just
and
don't. Just,
well, it's a different view. Fuck you.
No, it's a dumbass view. And my hope is that we aren't raising idiots.
Right. Exactly. So that's what's going on there.
Speaking of idiots, I put this story on facebook.com/crabdiving. These are the 10 worst places to live in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
Hashtag Florida.
Yeah. God.
What are the 10 worst places to live in?
Counting down, this isn't going to mean anything to anybody unless you know Fort Pierce is supposed to be the worst place to live. Pierce.
What's wrong with that? Where is this located in the state?
Hold on a second. In Florida. I'm trying to figure out how to work this fucking Fort Pierce. Let's see here. Do I click on it? God, this is the worst story ever. I do a story and it sucks. Hold on a second. Oh, wait, here we go. Population 42,000, unemployment rate 9.6%.
Nice.
Median income, $27,000. Crime index, worst 10%. So it's one of the worst 10% of crime in all Florida. If you're looking for a sunny town where it's dangerous and people don't have jobs, and Fort Pierce is your place. The mid-sized city just south of Vero Beach has an unemployment rate that's nearly twice the national average and is in the top 10 percentile for crime in Florida.
Gross.
It's horrible.
Nice.
It has one of the lowest student-to-teacher ratios.
That's number 10?
That's number 10.
Oh, jeez.
God, they're all... Basically, here's all these cities in Florida suck. Maybe it's not that great of a story.
What's the top? What's the shitty, shit-tastic? Give us the top three.
Fort Pierce, then Palatka. Let's see.
Oh, Fort Pierce is the worst.
It's the worst, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were counting down from 10 to the 1.
No, I fucked that up as well. Palatka is an hour east of Gainesville, Florida. Median income's 21,000. Shit. The crime index, it just says almost the worst in the state. And then there's Four Corners, Florida.
Is Orlando on there?
No.
I have an Orlando story.
Oh, do you really? No. Orlando has too much. I mean, you know, they have a lot of money there. They have Disney World.
Disney, brings everything up.
God, Florida's just a shithole is the point. Not all of Florida, but, you know. Daytona Beach is on there. Ooh.
This is out of... There's a college, Valencia College.
I've never heard of that.
Near Orlando. I guess they teach medicine, nursing, etc., etc., etc.
Valencia.
Two college students are litigating. They're suing. They filed a federal lawsuit against three instructors and the college.
Ooh.
Alleging that as medical diagnostic students at the college, that they were forced,
yeah,
basically,
oh my god,
into having their nenes
what
probed
for what
they were forced to submit to the examination of their sexual organs.
Oh my god.
Under threat of having their grades reduced or being blacklisted by future employers.
Wait a second. They had to be like the...
In the medical field,
yes.
Peer physical examination, it says, is an accepted practice. So when you're studying medicine, you've got a bunch of humans with a bunch of human parts around. So you can volunteer to say, hey, do you want to check out my prostate?
Oh, my God. somebody get a lantern.
And they're saying that they need more clear policies, but this lawsuit says that during orientation, the college had a second-year student who they nicknamed the Transvag Queen.
Right.
Explained the medical diagnostic sonography program. Their faculty believes students should undergo an invasive transvaginal ultrasound in order to become better sonography technicians. So they felt that if you're going to be doing this to other women,
you should know what it's like.
We should do this to you, allegedly.
Well, I mean, if you're a brain surgeon, do they make people perform surgery on your noggin?
According to the Valencia College. They said they were voluntary, but the lawsuit says the actual policy in practice was that they were not. Weekly probes for students in the program.
This sounds ridiculous. This sounds like shenanigans.
It says weekly. It says they endured these invasive probes. This is in the lawsuit. Without a modicum of privacy, plaintiffs would disrobe in a restroom, drape themselves in towels, and traverse the sonography classroom in view of instructors and other students. Student would place a condom over the probe and then apply generous amounts of lubrication to the probe. In some cases, the student would in some cases, the student would have to sexually stimulate plaintiffs in order to facilitate inserting the probe into the plaintiff's vagina. What?
That's maybe.
What? Let me flick the little man in the boat for a minute to help this. That's bullshit.
That's the day you stay home from class, maybe, you know.
That is bullshit.
This is ridiculous.
The suit is claiming that the women experienced discomfort and embarrassment.
How horrible.
Well, yeah.
They're not, whatever they're suing for, I don't know that it's enough.
In one instant, one of the defendants allegedly made inappropriate comments while they were undergoing the probing.
A comment? I mean, my God.
She allegedly approached one student during a probing session and stated that she was, quote, sexy and should be, quote, an escort girl.
Well, you know,
while you're laying there,
well, that's
having a lubed up trans vag shoved up yourself.
Obviously, she's trying to teach a bedside manner. You know, you gotta have a rapport with your patients. Maybe suggest at the end that they look like a sexy hooker. Oh my God!
Good God! What the hell's going on?
People are monsters.
At Valencia College.
It's monsters. Straight up monsters. Valencia College.
They say. Released a statement saying the use of volunteers, including fellow students, for medical sonography training is a nationally accepted practice.
No.
Valencia College's sonography program has upheld the highest standards with respect to ultrasound scanning and for educational purposes, including voluntary participation and professional supervision by faculty in a controlled laboratory setting.
I'm sorry. No. It hasn't been appropriate, and it's not professional. This is the way it always is. This is crazy.
They say that it became increasingly clear it was not voluntary. It's a very expensive program. These are young women, that they felt coerced.
Right. Dude, you have your fucking teacher telling you to do this, and will their grades suffer?
How barbaric.
It really is crazy. Wasn't this an episode on Game of Thrones?
I mean, maybe. Yeah, I mean, what do you... Yeah, I don't...
Well,
how about getting a patient in there, a low-income patient who really needs a sonogram?
Yeah, probe the fuck out of them.
Like they do for dentists. Like, you can go get... cheap dentistry done if you go to a local dentistry school or dentist college. Maybe they make little oops. No, they're all supervised and everything like that.
But I mean,
I know a lot of people in Chicago that used to go to the dental school at Loyola.
Oh, that's cool.
For cheap dentistry because,
right. You
know, that's what they did. They got to practice on.
Well, they have something going on here at Valencia University that seems a little suspect.
There's some shenanigans going on.
I mean, I hope this is in the manual or the book or whatever, the catalog. Oh, this is clearly stated in the course description. It's like Caligula meets gynecology.
You're going to get your cervix probed every week.
Jeez, I sort of have I didn't like every class I had in college, but God, I mean, you know, I never had anything like this go on.
Never went that far.
But I wasn't studying to be a doctor. Maybe this is necessary.
True. Yeah, in Shakespeare dialect class, you don't have to be probed anally a lot or have any body orifices.
Well, I mean, and the other thing, the idea that is if you're going to be an expert at this, then you should have it done to you. I mean, is that true of everything? I mean, what if you're a guy being a gynecologist? How are you going to deliver a baby? You know what I mean? Like, why do you...
Exactly.
Stupid.
They implant a lemon in your bladder and make you pass a lemon through your
absolutely.
Penis hole.
That's the day you stay home from class, I guess, here. Shit.
So
probe day.
Some crazy shenanigans and allegations coming out of Valencia College.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
And I'm assuming this is a mixed gender class, obviously. It's
hey man, it's whatever, dude. It's anything goes. It's like fucking. Oh man!
Do you want to hear a little bit of Pat Robertson?
Oh, absolutely,
ladies and gentlemen. We always like to give a little time to our good friend, the leader and grand poobah of the 700 Club, none other than Pat Robertson.
Somebody take that kid to the woodshed and let him understand the blessings of discipline.
Pat Robertson was talking about, oh, okay. I just bumped something else here because we do have breaking Glenn Beck.
Oh, shit.
We have breaking Glenn Beck insanity.
What's going on with the Baxter?
We'll come to that. We'll let's finish Pat Robertson.
Oh, and, God.
We'll come to the next.
I'm out of my mind.
To the
What's he wearing, Glenn Beck? A beekeeper's outfit?
You know what? He seems to be on weekly trends. Like, he's still got that baseball cap on.
Oh, really?
No glasses today. But crazy sweater and,
right.
and, you know, the obligatory button-down plaid shirt. Not flannel, but flannel-looking.
Okay.
And buttoned all the way to the top.
Right.
With no tie or anything.
It's like the 80s.
I don't know why would you button all the way to
it's
the top.
It's the fucking 80s, man. That's what people did back then.
I'm sure it's a 1791 shirt that you can pay.
Oh, yes.
But, nothing but $100 million for.
God.
It's Pat Robertson. Here's a little Pat Robertson talking to Terry. This is Terry Muse.
Oh, awesome.
Former
beauty queen, right?
Former Miss America.
Oh, shit.
Of 1970 something, right?
Yeah, good for her.
They reported on, they did a report, you know, because you witnessed this. You said you watched a bit of the
700 Club?
Yeah, when you were in Florida.
It's insane. It looks exactly like the Today Show, except it's lunatic.
And
well,
it's like a multi-hour event, and Pat is there the whole time. And,
all right.
They have different stories, and they have exposés.
He's giving you health and nutrition advice. He's like, eat granola. Make sure you go to the doctor.
This is kind of like that. Here is, they did a story about a rehab facility for people with eating disorders.
Perfect.
And here's a little bit of...
what the fuck does he say?
Pat Robertson's wisdom.
Is this nuts?
When it comes to this story that they were talking about.
I've been involved with one young...
Oh, wait a second. Let me try to crank this up here because he's...
Yeah, we don't want to miss any of this.
He's not being real loud here.
Right. He's being coy. He's using his radio voice.
Coquettish. Here he is. Yeah.
I've been involved with one young man I remember. He had this disorder, and he just wouldn't eat, and he just got wasted thinner and thinner and thinner, and it was just a tragedy. You did everything you could to help him. I did everything I could to encourage him, to help him and everything, but it was too late in his case by the time I got there. And you remember the...
What is Pat Robertson going to do for somebody with an eating disorder? I mean, I commend him for his attempt.
I know.
Yes?
Pick me. I have an answer.
What's your answer?
He's going to pray.
Oh,
dummy.
I see.
What do you think he's going to do?
I meant, what's he going to do that is effective?
Nothing.
Oh.
There. And you remember the singing group, the Carpenters? I thought they had a marvelous sound, but the girl, you know.
Karen Carpenter. Today, when you hear her music, you recognize her voice. It was very distinctive.
It is an incredible voice, but I mean, she started.
This is like you've gone to the local Denny's after church on Sunday, and there's a couple of thousand-year-old there's a table of thousand-year-old people, all the grannies sitting around talking. Oh, that Karen Carpenter, she had a great voice, didn't she?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes, she did. Even today when you hear her.
When did she die, Karen Carpenter?
A long time ago.
Was it the 80s?
90s, maybe.
I thought it
was. It 80s, maybe?
I think so. Computer!
She was anorexic.
Please tell me the date of the death of Karen Carpenter.
Horrible. She was one of the first real big... famous deaths from anorexia, right?
Right.
Or the,
yeah.
Maybe. First famous death, 83.
1983.
Yeah, at 33 years old.
1980. That's a year before the Ewoks.
If you tell time via Star Wars, yes.
Yeah, I'm a nerd. God. I love Karen Carpenter's voice, though, man.
She does have a great
fucking
voice,
sing. Yeah. God. Sucks.
And. That's what Pat and Terry are talking about.
Right.
Oh, he's, yeah.
When you hear her music, you recognize her voice. It was very distinctive.
It is an incredible voice, but I mean, she starved herself to death. Mm-hmm.
So I think sometimes when you don't get help soon enough,
yeah,
serious help,
this,
you know, it's
this
hard
can
to
be treated.
Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Here's Dr. Pat. You can hear him winding up. You know, this can be treated.
Oh, shit.
Do you think he has a magic
wand in his pants?
Gross. Sure. You think he's got a magic formula or some special pill that he thinks can be taken?
Hoogity boogity.
Serious help.
This,
you know, it's
this
hard
can
to
be treated as a demonic possession.
There we go. If only Karen Carpenter had been treated as a demonic possession.
That, hey, bring in some chicken feathers and bones, and what do you do with that? How do you treat a demonic confession?
I don't know.
I need a voodoo doll.
Oh
my fucking God.
This can be treated as demonic.
As a demonic possession thing. It is like a demon, and it needs to be rebuked and cast out.
Rebuke that motherfucker.
Man, there's so many crazy things happening here. Somehow they've steered the conversation into Karen Carpenter's death, for God's sakes. I mean, like,
and the fact
I know we talk about, like, obscure shit, cultural references every once in a while, but damn.
Right?
I mean, it's nuts. What were
people
you going to say?
They need all kinds of attention. They need care. They need self-image. They need, our hope.
Right. You can scratch off the rebuking part, though.
Wait, they need a seance, right?
Or you got to rebuke that
what
motherfucker.
What do you call it, though? What do you call it when you read this?
An exorcism.
They need an exorcism.
Yeah.
They need care. They need self-image. They need, our whole rehab program, and it's not something you can just pat them on the back and say, well, hey, why don't you eat it? I've got you a nice steak. No way.
God, he's so dumb.
He's so disgusting.
Fuck you.
Hey, why don't you eat a nice steak?
Some people can't eat, you dickhead.
I mean, he did say you do need a rehab of some sort. So I guess there's a tiny bit of cognizance there. But
wait a second.
Still, he said you could treat this. You got to treat this as a demon.
Are you telling me times you need a fucking exorcism and you need a rehab? Shit.
Yeah, man. It's a full service.
You know, I mean, if you're a relative of Karen Carpenter, do you really want to hear this idiot talk about how an exorcism maybe could have saved her?
Oh, no.
God,
of course not.
It's the stupidest fucking thing
how
ever.
Insulting.
God, Pat, this is one of your worst. This is one of his worst. It's stupid.
We did go to crabdiving.com, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to a previous episode of Crab Diving here. We talked a little bit about, I'd said that his son, Pat's son, Gordon.
Jesus Christ.
Has filled in for his father before.
The audience for the 700 Club just must be fucking idiots. And they must be so fucking stupid.
Do you want to hear a little bit of this? This is the fruit of the loins of Pat Robertson, who we just heard from.
Is his son going to tell us what would have saved Dom DeLuise?
This is Gordon speaking about... this might be one of the Ask Pat segment, but I guess it's Ask Gordon segment. Where they take a question. Let me see if the question... Okay, yeah. So here's a... this is not Terry.
Okay.
This is someone else. I don't know who this is who reads the question. But it's an email question from...
Oh, a fake question. No, this is a fake question. We determined this. Yeah.
Well, I think it might be fake. I think some of our people might be sending fake ones. I don't necessarily think that they're making fake
ones. We have to do that, absolutely.
But here's a little bit of... Gordon Robertson filling in for his dad. Maybe the future of the 700 Club once Pat sheds his mortal coil.
He might have already. I think he's...
You think the jury's out on that?
I think he's immortal.
Can you see the strings moving?
I think he's like Gandalf or something.
I recently received my... I'm trying to do this. Received my first passport and was shocked to see it has a microchip inside of it. I know it's not the mark of the beast, just more Big Brother leading up to the mark.
Now, I know it's not the mark of the beast, but holy. I noticed there's a microchip in my passport.
Now, this person is one of ours. This has to be someone fucking with him.
Somebody fucking with
him. Do you have a microchip in your passport?
Otherwise, yeah. We all do.
Really?
Sure.
And it's a sign of the beast.
The new ones.
Microchip inside of it. I know it's not the mark of the beast, just more Big Brother leading up to the mark. Is it safe to have? And what information?
But it's more Big Brother leading up to the mark, you know.
Is it safe? These people want to ask Pat if it's safe to carry a fucking passport.
Right.
What does he know?
Well, it's actually Gordon.
Oh, yeah.
Safe to have? And what information is really stored in it? Who has access? And does it have to be scanned to be activated?
What the fuck? Is this the Radio Shack hour?
Right. This is Michelle. And who are you going to send your technical questions to? But of course, the 700.
I'd be like, I don't fucking know.
Good question.
I'm not familiar with this. I am familiar with a microchip that's in the...
is he going to say dog?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a global program. The United...
Oh, here we go.
What is this? Yeah,
I'm sure it's some horrible global...
we like to microchip the
UN,
gay.
Yeah, UN yeah. thing where they're chipping Christians or something.
Oh, yes.
There's a global program, the United... I forgot what they call it, Global Traveler Program, where you have a card that goes along with your passport, and in that card is a chip, and that has a lot of information about you on that chip, and there are biometrics attached to that chip so that when you... put your fingers on a scanner, it scans your fingerprints and says it's the same person. The person that's supposed to be holding this card is the same person at this booth.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I have no problem with that.
And let's go on record as saying this is no Pat Robertson.
No, he's not.
This guy.
Yeah. He's got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
You have to protect that information, and the government even tells you put this in a sleeve that other scanners can't read. Because RFID technology can be read by anybody. So you need to be very protective of that. And that kind of information, we're going to biometrics. And we're doing that in an effort to find security. And so it's that chip along with a biometric scan. So they're either going to do an iris scan. Right now they're just doing fingerprints. Yes, do I see it leading to another thing that's on your forehead and on your hand? You betcha.
Oh, my God.
There we go. The music's wrapping up. Shit. I got to drop some batshit right now.
Yeah, they were playing him off. He's so boring.
Right, right.
He is so boring.
You betcha, though. Do I think it's going to lead to barcodes on your head? You betcha.
God, do you think Pat ever watches tape and he's like, hey, Gordon, can you come in here a minute? I watched yesterday's show. I mean.
Yeah, he's probably like, I can't die.
Right. Can you have some intonation when you talk?
Nobody's going to watch the 700 Club.
Man, you're a horrible monotone. Yeah, you're boring.
They really do need to find somebody new.
Right? Yeah, it should be us.
For the 700 Club?
Yeah. How much fun would that be? How long will we last?
An interesting choice.
I want Terry. I want to have Terry.
Should have Terry.
Can we get Terry to call in, do you think?
I'll pay Terry a lot of money.
Hi, crab diving.
Hey, what's the crab? I called into the crab diving guys. They're very nice boys, but they say bad words.
Do you think she's tired of Pat?
No.
Must be.
I don't think so. I think she knows what she's getting into.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Do you think they've ever had coitus?
No. Gross. Now, another person that's back in the airwaves.
Yes.
Now that the Colorado legislature has wrapped up its session.
Is this Clinging Shit?
It's none other than Gordon Clinging Shit, Klingenschmidt.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
Also known as Dr. Chaps.
Fuck you.
Creepy.
This guy's an asshole, man.
Former Navy chaplain.
He's the lawmaker. He's elected by the people.
Elected, sent to the state legislature, and was barely there.
God.
And was censured by his own party, got taken off a couple of committees, was it, or something? Because he basically did his ridiculous YouTube channel show.
He's a fucking dipshit.
Isn't in Jesus' name? Is that what it is? Pray in Jesus' name. And he was talking about that horrific crime where that woman was attacked and had her baby cut out of her or something. And I think he basically linked it to... it's because we have gays or something.
Right, of course.
And as a legislature, they kind of legislate toward it. Even the Republicans frown on saying shit like that.
Yes.
So he got kind of rebuked and was then he suspended the production of Pray in Jesus' Name.
Right.
Until the end of the legislature. Well, now he's back, back on the airwaves, back on the YouTube. And, you know, now there's a, before the, I think some Democrats probably are sponsoring this legislation where they want to make nationwide bans on this anti-gay therapy bullshit.
I thought that was gone anyway.
Especially for kids.
Yeah, I thought that was outlawed.
No, And... also, the Supreme Court recently rejected legal battles in here in California and in New Jersey, where we've banned this ex-gay conversion therapy on minors, and people were suing to try to say, "No, we want to beat the gay out of kids.
No, we want to abuse our children, please."
Right. Well, the Supreme Court even the goose-stepping Christo-fascists of the Supreme Court said, you know, we don't abide that shit either.
Even Scalia, jeez.
Well, I don't know about that. The majority,
Say.
Scalia and Thomas were probably, who knows? I don't know. I can't speak for it. I didn't see the decision. But now here's what Gordon's talking about. Gay reparative therapy. You can imagine where Gordon falls. Now, remember, this guy is going to be voting for this kind of stuff at the state level.
He is a dick.
Or did vote. I don't know if he's done and has to run again. I don't know what they do there, but what their terms are.
Let's take a moment and discern the spirits. Now, when I say discern...
Isn't that like, let's pour the tea leaves out. Let's polish up the crystal ball. What difference is what he just said to any other classic bullshittery... Fortune teller crap.
What are they doing? So they put chicken bones in a bag.
Sure. And the voodoo.
Yeah, you dump them out on
dump
the ground.
The bones. Let's read the bones. Yeah. Let's read that. So he's going to define the spirits.
Great. Let's take a moment and discern the spirits. Now, when I say discern the spirits, what I mean is that we look at the human actors involved. Here we have the court, and we have Governor Christie. We have some laws in New Jersey. We have some psychotherapists who are trying to counsel the word of God to humans who are caught in the addictive sin of homosexuality.
There's so much wrong with that.
Humans caught in the addictive sin of homosexuality.
We have psychotherapists who are trying to, didn't you say like something with Christian
word of God to,
that's it.
Word of God to,
wait, back up.
Who are trying to counsel the word of God.
What does that mean?
Trying to counsel the word of God.
I'm counseling the word of God.
As psychotherapists.
Why would psychotherapists be doing that?
Well, there you go. Then they're Christo ninnies. They're not psychotherapists. Yes. They're a religious indoctrination.
To humans who are caught in the addictive sin of homosexuality. Those are the people involved, but where are the demons? And where are the angels? And where is the Holy Spirit in all of this? The Holy Spirit of God is a healing God, and he would come, perhaps as a healer, through the psychotherapist to heal the homosexual of their sinful addiction.
Pull that shit right out of your butt.
This makes total sense. Can we see a flow chart?
Yeah.
And yet there is a demonic spirit, perhaps inside of the addict, that is controlling their voluntary choices, or at least has contracted with them and is manifesting through them in this sinful addiction.
It's a sinful addiction. Homosexuals are demonic. They're cooperating with the demonic spirit.
In the addict. Did you hear that? The demons in the
addict.
What addict? I don't understand.
You're addicted to the homosexual lifestyle.
Oh, okay.
And clam clapping and beaver bumping. And
oh God, you know, you want to hear something nuts? When he said addict,
you thought attic?
Like in a house. I thought he was doing a metaphor, like how this is all related to like a faulty spiritual foundation.
No, addict.
Is that the end of the show?
That's the end of the show.
Oh God.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us today on this Tuesday. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, live for your ear holes streaming. 24/7 here, stuff on the network. For your entertainment tonight, a brand new sparkling Hollywood hick at 7 p.m. Pacific. Don't forget to listen. Everything is at crabdiving.com, Stitcher, and iTunes. The very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer. Find out where he's going to be doing some comedy. Follow him on Twitter at RatedRComedy or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so vile.
And we'll be back tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Nine!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.